accounting irregularities at WorldCom may have been even more extensive than the company has admitted. A report commissioned by a bankruptcy court sharply criticizes the way the telecommunications company was run. The report, prepared by former U.S. Attorney General Richard Thornburgh, concludes that WorldCom used extraordinary illegal steps to manipulate its books. More from NPR's Jim Zarulli.
Thornburgh's report says a picture is clearly emerging of a company that had a number of troubling and serious issues. It says WorldCom grew too fast, using its rapidly rising stock price to acquire other companies. There was no attempt at long-term planning. The board simply deferred to Chief Executive Ebbers and Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan about what to buy next. Thornburgh says everything came to a halt when the Justice Department rejected WorldCom's proposed merger with Sprint. The rejection came at a time when the economy was already faltering and big telecommunications companies were in trouble. Thornburgh says WorldCom needed the merger to replenish its reserves, and when it fell through, the company's bottom line suffered.
When the actual earnings began to falter, top management rather brazenly resorted to what we described as a smorgasbord of manipulative schemes designed to cook the books to falsely state the earnings and sustain the price of the stock.
While WorldCom has acknowledged accounting improprieties of $7.6 billion, Thornburgh says the actual number could be even higher. He says the company could get away with this for a time because it never implemented the internal controls that other big companies have. The internal audit department was underfunded and understaffed. The board's audit committee failed to do its job properly. Meanwhile, external auditor Arthur Anderson knew some of the company's accounting manipulations were risky, but failed to do anything about them. Again, former Attorney General Thornburgh.
So there appeared to be a breakdown in all of the checks that were designed to ensure the integrity of the operation, its transparency, and its responsiveness to shareholder interests.
The report also sheds new light on the role played by Ebbers at WorldCom. He has not been charged with any crimes, although other company officials have. Thornburgh says Ebbers was allowed to dominate the company because of the board's perception of his success, his innately forceful personality, and the esteem with which he was held on Wall Street. Ebbers also won the loyalty of company officials through overgenerous salaries and bonuses. He could do this because of the enormous influence he held over the board's compensation committee. Among other things, the report says he arranged to let the committee chairman use a company plane at well below normal cost. Ebbers himself was among those rewarded by the committee. The report says he borrowed money from commercial lenders using his company stock as collateral. When the stock fell, he needed more money to back the loans and borrowed it from WorldCom. Over an 18-month period, WorldCom lent him $400 million, money he has yet to pay back. The report raises other troubling questions, noting that Ebbers used some of the money he received from the company on personal items, and it also says some of the money might have been given to him before the proper documents were prepared and that the papers were later backdated. Ebbers could not be reached for comment. Jim Zarulli, NPR News, New York.